The following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries. Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word. From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're going to continue our study in Deuteronomy chapter 3, in a series entitled Returning to the Lord. Now, I want to remind you that you can go back and hear all of the messages in this series at our website, considerhisword.org. Again, considerhisword.org. You can hear all of the programs there. Just click on the link that says Radio Programs. But you'll also notice a link there that says Contact Us. We would love to hear from you. If you'd click on that, drop us a line. Let us know where you're hearing the broadcast today. Send us an address and we'll send you one of our little prayer journals. We send out many of these and we'd love to get one into your hands as well. And if you would, when you receive your prayer journal, put us down too, would you? To pray for the Consider His Word Ministries. And I would appreciate that so much. So you can contact us through the website, again, considerhisword.org. You can email me directly, if you'd prefer, at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Again, considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Or, like many do, you can simply contact us through the mail at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. And we look forward to hearing from you. Now, I've said this before, but I want to say it again. When you contact us or when you write to us, I'm not going to send you a whole bunch of mail. I'm not going to send you a whole bunch of requests for money. I'm not going to flood your email inbox with messages. I'm not going to text you. I'm not going to do any of those things. You simply write to us. We'll send you the prayer journal. Pray for us, and that's it. Even so, we would love to hear from you. Now, I want to get to the Scripture today. In Deuteronomy 30, Moses is reminding the people to follow the Lord and to obey the Lord. And particularly, he uses the phrase to return unto the Lord. And he's encouraging them because, you see, he's speaking to a generation that has grown up in the wilderness. They were not there at Mount Sinai, except for two of them. You know, certainly Caleb and Joshua were there. But here you have all of these young people that are now standing at the brink of the Jordan River, ready to cross over and go into a promised land that God had promised them. And so Moses is going over the law again and telling them how to worship the Lord, telling them to worship the Lord, and he's telling them that they will return to the things that God had established before. He told them to call to mind the blessing and the curse. And I want to touch on that here in just a few minutes. I want to read the first part of the chapter first. So let me go ahead and do that. All right, so Deuteronomy 30. I'm going to read the first two verses. And it shall come to pass, when all these things are come upon thee, the blessing and the curse which I have set before thee, and thou shalt call them to mind among the nations where the Lord thy God hath driven thee, and thou shalt and shalt return unto the Lord thy God, and shalt obey his voice according to all that I command thee this day, thou and thy children, with all thine heart and all thy soul. So he's telling them to remember, return to the Lord. Return to the Lord. He told them to call in mind the blessing and the curse. What is he talking about? the blessing and the curse. Now, he reminded them of this in the exact same chapter. I read this last week, but I think it's important that we look at it again. So starting in the same chapter, Deuteronomy 30, starting at verse 14, he said, "But the word is very nigh unto thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it. See, I have set before thee this day life and good, and death and evil, and that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments, and his statutes, and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply, and the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. But if thine heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, but shalt thou be drawn away, and worship other gods, and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that ye shall surely perish, and that ye shall not prolong your days upon the land, whether thou passest over Jordan to go to possess it. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life." I want to read that part again. "Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, to give them." There it is, the blessing and the curse. If you'll hear my voice and obey me, then I will bless you. And he said, prolong your days. But if you turn and worship other gods, then the curse will be upon you. And he said, you shall perish. Now, interesting thing, because when we get to the New Testament, the Bible says that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You see, the covenant changed. What I just read to you was the old covenant. The new covenant is life in Christ, by faith, trusting in Jesus. Thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. But here, you see, and what I want to emphasize is this call to return to the Lord. He told him to call to mind the blessing and the curse. And then in verse 2, to return to the Lord and to return to his word. But even more so than that, to return to obedience, to obey his voice. In verse 2, he said, shall obey his voice according to all that I command thee this day, thou and thy children with all thine heart and with all thy soul. So he reminded them to obey my voice. And you see, this obedience was going to depend on this blessing and this curse. Remember that curse and blessing is found in obedience. God continually, all through the Bible, calls for us to be obedient to his words. In the New Testament, in James chapter 1, it's verse 22, he said it this way, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. You see, that's why it's important that we read the word of God so that we know how to obey God. We need to listen to his voice. How do we listen to his voice? You get into the word of God and you read it every day. Every day. Now, I'm not saying you read pages and pages and pages, but read enough that God fills your heart and God gives you direction for that day. Now, I follow a plan that I have, and I am this year on a plan to read the Bible through in a year. And that's a great way to do it. Those plans can be found everywhere. In fact, let me tell you about this. I wrote a book about it. And if you'd like to get the book, you can send $25 to the address I mentioned earlier. And we'll send you one of the books. Postage paid, $25, I'll send you the book. It takes you through the Word of God. It's a devotional to tell you what to read every day. It takes a verse out of that passage of Scripture and just has a very short devotional about that passage of Scripture. Now, whatever you did, you know, I've always said it this way. What you need to do is you need to have a plan. Get a plan. Now, you can just sit down, open the Bible, and start reading from just randomly anywhere. But that just kind of causes confusion. You need to find a plan, whether it's reading the Bible through in a year, reading the New Testament, reading a chapter a day. You know, one of the things I tell people is the book of Proverbs has 31 chapters. Most months have 31 days. Read a proverb a day. Whatever day it is, read that proverb for that day. You know, when a few years ago, I did that every month. I read Proverbs through 12 times that year. And every month, I took a little bit different approach, but I followed that 31-day plan every month for a year. You can do that. Whatever it is, you find your plan. There are many plans available all across the internet. There's plans available. You can find them, whether they're printed or whether they're in Bible programs. Whatever it is, you can find it. So find a plan. Secondly, get a place. By a place, I mean, for example, I have a chair where I sit every morning. I get a cup of coffee. I sit down in that chair. My Bible is right there. And you have a place where you like to sit, and a place maybe where you like to go. Maybe it's in a park, or maybe it's somewhere near you. Maybe it's in your home, a favorite chair. But find that place. And in that same place, get into the habit every day when you sit down there to open the Word of God and read it. Now, the third thing I say is to have a purpose. Why are you reading the Word of God? I read the Word of God that I might obey His voice, that I might do what He says, and that God would grow me and teach me. I don't know about you, but I want to be like Jesus. So I read about Him to be like Him. So find, let me go over it again. Get you a plan, get you a place, and figure out a purpose. Why are you doing this? So one reason is so that we can obey His word. You know, when I went to college, they gave us a rule book. I went to a very strict Bible college. I mean, they were very strict. And they gave us a handbook. And I'll tell you what, I went through the handbook because I didn't want to break any rules. I didn't want to get kicked out of college, especially a Christian college. And so I read that book carefully. And I made sure that I knew what the rules were, that when I was confronted with a situation, I knew what to do. You need to know what God says. If you're going to obey His voice, you need to know what His voice says. And you'll find that by reading the Word of God. Now, I don't discount the Spirit of God that sometimes speak to us, but the Spirit of God will never speak contrary to the Word of God. The Spirit of God will never add to the Word of God. He will reveal the Word of God so we know what to do. Even when we don't know what to do, He gives us James 1:5. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. You see, open the Word of God and then listen to God's voice. And then here He says, obey His voice. When God tells you, part of the problem is many know what's right and they know what to do, but they've just chosen not to do it, that sin, and you need to repent of it. Let's get back to reading the Word of God and being obedient to the Word of God. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His Word.
The preceding program was listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.